know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning to you. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Todd St. Orr from Gulf Coast Air Care. How are you?
Good. I am so good.
I'm really excited because you just shared something that you need to share with the world.
About Wellness Wednesday?
Yes, you said something and it was I wish I would have thought of that.
So you were talking about Wellness Wednesday for guys. I happen to be one of those.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
So, you know, we had this little moment at the shop before I came over, and it's coming. I'll just say that it's coming. There's a spot that they found of me singing. So it's going to be closer to Christmas probably before we do this. So we started this little creative jam session at the shop, and it lasted about 10 minutes, and it buoyed my attitude so well. So for Wellness Wednesday, guys, do something creative. Just do something creative. If you work with your hands, create something. If you work with your mind, if you write, if you sing, if you dance, if you, you know, create something to make you feel better.
That is so good. I feel like that should be like something you do every day.
Right.
Get those creative gears turning, and thank you.
It is. It's good
for that. Yeah.
Well, and you know, it helps to be in a healthy indoor environment, which is a segue to where we're going.
Woo-hoo!
And this weather is spectacular, isn't it? Man, that has a big part of how I'm feeling happy today, even though I got to go see the dentist later. We were just talking about this.
You are quite cheerful.
I'm feeling good this morning. It's awesome. That, you know, there's no heat. We had the ugly attic inspection yesterday, so we have that behind us.
Ooh, and,
Oh my gosh. The raccoons had destroyed this duct system. I mean, you know, and they lived with it all summer, and it's like, yeah, something's not right. So I sent Sammy T up in there, and yeah, we're like, yeah, something's not right. Everything's not right. So anyways.
We got that out of the way.
Well, you know, so if you have something that you're not sure what's going on, that's when you want to call Gulf Coast Air Care, and we will help you figure it out. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Vanessa is there at the ready, at the helm. She'll take your questions and get you in touch with us however we need to do that. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, I just want to say that now is the time. If you know you have a problem in that attic, do not wait. Now is the time because the weather's good. We're not running the air conditioner like we were, and it's the time to tighten all that stuff up. Get your duct system clean, get it tightened up, get the leakage fixed. And, you know, that's something we can help you with. We've been doing this a long time. December 10th will be our 28th year anniversary in business.
Wow, look at that.
We'll be starting, I guess, so that's when the 29th year starts on the 11th of December.
That's right. Entering your 29th year. It's not your oldest baby, is it?
No. I got 131 and 129. Sammy,
okay,
you know,
okay,
so
okay.
Yeah, they're they've been around since the beginning, though.
That's right.
They understand.
That's what I thought.
Bryce used to do a spot. That's my youngest son. He goes, "These guys are older than I am," you know. Anyways, Bryce, if you're listening, get up and get out there. Let's get her going. So
yes. Anyways, I love it.
You know, speaking about the 11th, because that would be our anniversary, tomorrow's 11th of November, mm-hmm. and I am a proud veteran. I served many, many years in the United States Navy, and I want to shout out to all the veterans, everybody who served, everybody who's out there now. The tip of the spear now is way sharper than when I was out there. The Navy was kind of a travel club. It was awesome. I flew for 10 years in the Navy, and, you know, it was just, we did a lot of drug interdiction. We did anti-submarine warfare, and so I put up on my social media one of my old photos in my flight suit, and I had
Oh, cool.
All my old buddies saying, who is that? Where'd you get that picture? And I was like, hey, I realize I don't fit into the flight suit now the same way that I did. However, I want to say thank you and how much I appreciate all the veterans and all the people who support veterans, because I think it's really, really important.
Absolutely. Thank you for your service. And thank you for saying, yes, I think that's also, there's so much behind those veterans too. Not just their heart and their sacrifice, but their families, their wives, their
story,
children,
yeah.
Their entire story. You're right.
Everybody has their story. So,
yes.
And I'm a story guy. I like stories. I tell stories on here. I tell you stories about, well, you know, there was a raccoon that destroyed somebody's, that's a story in itself. And, you know, we have stories at Gulf Coast Air Care and a lot of good stories where we've gone in there and we're like, ooh, this is a mess. And we've made the switch. We've made the U-turn for people and they're living in healthier, clean environments. They're living with lower energy bills. I mean, that's a factor in this economic situation that we're in right now. You want to have an energy efficient house because the cost of energy is going up. We probably don't need to beat on a dead horse about why the cost of energy is going up. However, if we can help you get control of the energy cost at your house, at your place of business, happy to jump in and help.
So that's actually a good spot to ask a question too. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620 is the number to text, or you can call. Actually, we love hearing your voices. As we go into these months where you've called it the shoulder season,
right?
But there's also some ups and downs. Mm-hmm. So some people like to run their heat at night and then the AC during the day.
Right.
How do you do that in an energy efficient way?
You don't. You're just running it. You know, and I'll tell you one of the things that happens. We see this in this time of year going forward until we get that, you know, typically in my experience, that full on heater all the time or heater most of the time with no AC. It depends on the year, but it usually happens, you know, sometime from November. And then in January and February, well, that's where we get those cold days coming through. But what happens when you run your air conditioner? And I get a lot of calls at this time of year. So people will run the heat in the morning and it dries out the coil and it dries out everything in the system. So if you have a dirty system and you turn the heat on, man, you're baking everything that's in there and it releases up into the ductwork. It comes into the conditioned space. And man, you get a lot of people with allergies and reactions to that first or second heat cycle that's going on. So I want to give you a tip for how to deal with that. If you haven't run your heater yet, I haven't run my heater yet. I live over in Gulf Breeze. But, you know, I like it kind of cool. Some people have. But start your heater up before you need it. Open the windows and doors. Run that heater at a high temperature for a couple of cycles and burn all that stuff off. Because it, regardless whether it's clean or dirty, you are going to have some odor when that heater first kicks on. You know, the heater elements could actually have a little bit of corrosion or a little bit of buildup on them from being in there all summer long with the air conditioner running. And there's a lot of moisture when you're running the AC. So that you don't have that awful burning smell and all that kind of junk going on the first, you know, because it's like, oh, it's going to be cold tonight. Let's kick on the heater. And then it chokes you out because you've baked and released all this crap up into your duct system and all this. Not a good situation. So you just pre-check the heater or run it ahead of time on a beautiful day like today, low humidity. Open the windows up, maybe open the doors, get a cross breeze going throughout the house and run the heater.
Don't run the fan, though.
Well, the fan's going to come on.
It'll come on itself,
yeah,
but don't put it on.
Yeah, don't put it, leave it in the auto position and just run that heater and, you know, bump the temperature up to 80 or 85. Let it run for 20 or 30 minutes and get that first burning nasty cycle out of there and then ventilate the house, get all that stuff out. And then so when you do need heater, it doesn't come on when you're hunkered down, it's cold, there's no airflow coming into the house and you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to choke us out of here.
Yeah.
Ah, let's go to the hotel.
Smell a little funky sometimes. Yeah. I love this funky smell though, Todd. I think it smells delightful.
All right. Well, that's an indication of something going on there. All right. you probably like Limburger cheese too. Is that what you're telling?
I actually do.
Yeah,
and I like
Stilton
it on
is on your
cheese,
list
yes.
of fine cheeses to get. Oh,
the
stinkier Jenna,
the cheese,
I don't know.
The better
I don't know. I mean, I'm a foodie, but I don't have any Stilton cheese around me. I don't need any of that funky smell.
Well, what it reminds me of is a change of season, but I've never Todd, you just taught me something I tell everybody all the time right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And please, if you have a question or if you want to chime on in, 850-437-1620. I learn something new almost every single day when I come in here.
Good.
And never once ever in over 35 years of existing was I ever told to turn on the heat, raise it, and then open the windows. And yeah. I love that. It makes so much
before
more
you
sense.
Need it. Yeah. Because the night when you need it and it hadn't been on yet, the windows are all down. You're, you know, everybody, it's like, let's turn on the heat. It's going to be cold tonight. And then you get that first blast of like, ah, it's choking me out. That's
right.
Not good.
So, oh, man. And you don't know what it's burning off.
Oh, all the stuff that's been in there over the summertime and the, you know, the corrode. Because when you heat that little heat strip up in there, it kind of corrodes or it gets a patina on the surface of the heater element. And then that heats up and kind of gives off an odor. So the other thing I want to talk about in this time of season is when we go from heat to cool, back to heat or just off and then cool and then heat and then we're back and forth, we're all over the map. So what's happening is the evaporator coil is getting wet with air conditioning and then it's getting dry with heat, or then it's off and it kind of dries on its own, but then the heat dries it out. So what happens is we get these people calling up saying, oh my gosh, I have this horrible musty odor, and it comes and goes. So when you dry that coil out and then resaturate it with water when you go back to air conditioning, you're reactivating a biofilm that can be on the coil surface. If the coil hasn't been cleaned recently, what'll happen is it'll dry out. So it's like a seed that's starting to germinate, and then it stops, and then it starts again, and then it stops again, because you're going from dry to wet, and there's a biofilm. It's a really thin, funky smell and stuff that can get on the coil surface, and it only happens in this time of year when we're doing both. We're doing heating and cooling, and you get this weird, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, it's horrible, and then it goes away, and then it comes back, and so there is a treatment, there's a solution for that biofilm that ends up on the evaporator coil inside the furnace, inside the indoor portion of the air conditioner.
Do you have to have it applied by a professional? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, so we have some aerosol products that we use that, and some of them have addressed, you know, the bacteria and the stuff that can get in your air conditioning system, but you got to kill that biofilm off, and there's some fungistats and mildistats that we use. We now are using a new probiotic coil cleaner that came from the agricultural industry. And so we're using probiotics on the stuff that's growing in your evaporator coil. And we've had really good success with it. They've been using it for years in these giant coil, you know, 8 foot wide, 6 foot tall coils in hospitals and you know, large industrial settings and big buildings and stuff like that. So, but we've adapted this over to some of the coil cleaning that we're doing, and we've been having good success with it. So, but if you get that funky odor because you've gone from heat to cool to heat to cool, it's coming from that biofilm that gets reactivated every time you get the coil going from dry to wet.
Wow, that makes me not want to run my heat, to be honest,
right?
Because I'd rather have the AC and then just layer.
Yeah. Well, and so turn it off, but don't go right from one to the other, because, well, it just depends on, you know, how clean the system is. The ultraviolet light will also kill that that biofilm that's growing on the coil. The UV light just sterilizes and it ruptures that stuff at a cellular level. It just impacts the DNA of the whatever's growing on there. So the ultraviolet light will eliminate that from happening or minimize it, depending on, you know, the location of the UV light. The UV light needs to be shining on the coil surface because that's where these problems emanate from. You know, that water saturated, dark particulate in there, that's the perfect storm brewing in there. And this time of year, normally you say, oh, I'm getting relief from this air conditioning system that's been, you know, causing me some trouble all summer. However, it can come back and, you know, give you impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, here's a question coming in, and we just welcome you in. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Todd St. Orz is here to answer your questions with Gulf Coast Air Care, keeping you feeling fresh and smelling your house smelling fresh. You don't want that burning odor. Oh, man. I love it, but...
You told all the guys earlier to get a sweat going, but make sure we're doing that outside, fellas.
Yeah, if you turn on, if you don't like it, I'll come turn on your heat, and I'll watch your house for you while it all burns off,
all right.
I don't know if actually that's good for you eventually. But here's the question.
Okay,
where did it go? We're rolling down. Okay, when it comes to the wintertime and your air filter, is it true you don't actually have to change your air filter as often if you're not using the AC throughout the wintertime?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, and that's a great point. You don't have nearly as much runtime or airflow going through that filter during the winter, because in the summer, all that heat, man, you know, that air conditioner's on all the time, all day long, and you get a lot of airflow and a lot of buildup on the coil. So yeah, you don't have to change the air filter as frequently. You still want to look at it and make sure it's clean and make sure it doesn't have a lot of buildup and particulate. And you know, if you have an air filter with a cardboard frame and it bypasses in there, that stuff still gets into the system and into the duct. And you know, and that's where this awful burning smell that we've been talking about earlier comes from, is stuff that bypasses the filter. But yeah, if your air conditioner doesn't run as much, you don't have as much requirement to change that filter and, you know, keep up with. So I have a thermostat at my house that it turns on a light and says, hey, dummy, change the filter 350 hours of runtime. Well, in July, that happens in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In November, it happens in about 5 or 6 weeks,
right,
depending. You know, and so that's where you have that difference in, you know, change your filter, people. If you don't have a good air filter.
You are one.
You are
and
one.
You are a good smell filter. I'm going to just annoy you.
You know, the other thing that I see happening a lot is, you know, and seasonally kind of an increase in this, a lot of candles, a lot of, you know, like we get the Glade plug-ins and we want the house to smell like cinnamon,
those,
apples,
man,
and all that. Any of that combustion is going to cause an impact in your indoor air quality. I went to a house the other day, and this gal said, oh, my husband is a freak for candles. He loves candles. He loves candlelight. He loves candles. And I was like,
nice. Blame it on your husband.
Is he,
I like
is
that.
Has he got, like, Old Spice candles or, you know, Irish Spring? She goes, no, the fluffy stuff. And I was like, really? She
got,
goes,
like,
he
eucalyptus.
Loves it. It looked like there'd been a fire in this house.
Oh,
they
no.
were burning so many candles. They had these big jar ones with three wicks in them.
Yeah.
Burned most of the way down. It's black around the rim, and all the registers in there, they're all gray, and they're all, you know, uniformly dingy looking because of so much soot in there. And so I want to encourage everybody to get away from combustion of the candles, and let's go to essential oils. The essential oils diffuser will give you kind of the same type of sensation. Or hey, this is 21st century indoor air quality, you know, I mean,
we're
talking essential oils now. And at my house there are some serious essential oils around, let me just tell you.
Oh, I love essential
the ladies
oils.
Are you know, they got something for every little affliction or every mood or every kind of impact that you want to have on your physiology or your environment or your creative function. I mean, so Brent, if you're out there listening, and she's the one who's that's my oldest, she's a creative artist, and she has an essential oil for every aspect of how her thinking is, how her physiology is, how her body's feeling, the environment she's in, where she's at. And so to add things into the indoor environment, you want to do it in very, very, very small amounts. And essential oils is one of the ways that I encourage people to do stuff that's not combustion. Or, you know, you get one of those big cake candles and it's a petroleum based wax, it's paraffin. When you burn that thing up, all of that has gone up into your system somewhere, and it gets into the duct, it gets on the equipment, you know, and that's tough stuff to get out, the soot.
I love candles, but I don't burn them that much.
Right.
I try to not.
On occasion.
Yeah. Because, and I will say, on top, like, some people like this, just the smell and the comfort of having candles lit.
Right.
Well, now you, and I'm sure, who did you say was the aficionado when it comes to essential oils?
My oldest daughter, Brynn. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Well, they have ones now, and I saw one I ordered the other day, and it can make your house smell like a Christmas cookie.
There you go.
A Christmas cookie, Todd.
So if you can do that with a couple drops of essential oil, that's better than getting one of those big cake candles and burning that thing all day or all evening and having this soot impact to try and get that Christmas tree, Christmas wreath, Christmas cookie. Let's just make some Christmas cookie. I'm a foodie. Let's get some cookies going. Let's make some ginger snaps.
Let's bake. Oh,
we don't
yes.
need to burn any candles. Let's do this with ginger some bread.
Snickerdoodles. Let's just eat. I'm okay with that. What about the oil melters? You see, like the, I believe, I don't want to name things, but.
And it's combustion the same way.
It's the same
way.
I mean,
even the plug-in ones, there's 2 ounces or an ounce of oil in there. And when it's gone, it has gone into your indoor environment. And it shows up in the duct cleaning. I mean, we see the inside surfaces of the duct that have all kinds of buildup inside there. And so there's additional treatments that we do when we clean an HVAC system for somebody who's got one of the things is ETS, environmental tobacco smoke, and all that's brown. And then if you're burning candles, all that is black. And mm-hmm. when we see this black soot, you can see it on the registers, you can see it in the duct. And we have a special protocol or a process that we use to address that. But the most important thing for the homeowner or the occupant in that space is let's get over from combustion over to something that's a little less impactful on the indoor air quality.
Yes. And quick note, make sure they are high quality essential oils. There are local places that sell the essential oils. You don't want to just go
Absolutely.
For the cheap stuff that, you know, isn't so good
what is
for
it,
you.
Living, some living thing. I don't,
living things.
There's a living something that shows up in my mailbox on a regular basis. So.
Yes, Young Living. But
young
also,
living, there we
if you want to support local, old-time remedies can help you and walk you through. You can also go to our local co-ops and talk to them, you know. But you're right.
It's love old-time remedies.
It's, oh, yay!
They're awesome.
So, I eat weeds. Yes.
But, okay.
That's what they're.
Man, Jenna's
is.
Having a reveal here today. This is kind of like an intervention almost today. So.
No, I love that you are just encouraging people to do things that are not just better for their overall air quality, but their overall lifestyle. And that's important. And that's what it ultimately comes down to. We all have to breathe the air that we're living
right,
in.
Right, right, right. We take it for granted and, you know, we don't know what's in it, but. You know, your approach to how you are in your indoor space, you know, with your physiology and your mindset and, you know, the things that you do. And we're kind of carrying that Wellness Wednesday theme along.
That's good.
You know, all of that has an impact on indoor air quality. So I'll tell another quick story, Todd, the storyteller. Some friends of mine have four children, and they're veterinarians. They're retired, and their kids spent a lot of time in a place that I couldn't even go, like the clinic where dog and cat dander and all, they're the healthiest kids I've ever seen in my life, not susceptible to anything. And of course I've gone around town sticking my head in every nasty air conditioner around town, and you know I've gotten sensitive to allergens and spores and mold and all that kind of stuff, and I protect myself with a respirator. We all should. But the fact that they were exposed to a lot of that particulate, that matter, that stuff in the indoor space from a veterinary clinic, I mean, their immune systems are way stronger and way healthier. Those kids were never sick. Never. So,
that's very
and
true.
You know, it's something that if you sanitize your hands all day, every day, every 5 minutes, all of a sudden you can't withstand, you know, because you're so used to being sanitized. And the same thing happens with indoor air quality. And I just see in the duct cleaning business and in the HVAC business, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind until there's a problem. And then we come rolling in and try and help everybody fix what's going on. And the point of our conversation here is to try and educate people on the stuff that will have an impact, the easy stuff that you can do so you don't have to get a professional involved. If you need a professional, however, Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we're just happy to kind of give you our opinion, help you kind of figure out what's going on. You know, we have people all the time like, I don't know who to call for this. Mm. So call Gulf Coast Air Care.
Yes. Call Gulf Coast Air Care. Thank you so much. So good this Wellness Wednesday.
Yeah. We just kind of carried that theme on, huh?
I love it. And go do something creative today. It's good for your mind, good for your soul.
Thank you, veterans.
Yes.
Be well.
Thank you. Thank you again, Todd. Hey, we've got more coming up. Avalon HR joins us after Fox News.
News, talk, traffic, and weather.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.
I can't.